I'm still in shock. I can't believe it. It's like the best feeling ever. I've worked for this for so long. The last year, ever since that bronze in Banska, I've kind of been hurting. So this one meant a lot.
Yeah, before we speak about the event itself, Connor, talk to me about how you've become a member of the Fin Valley. I know strong Bunkrana connections as well, isn't there?
Yeah. Big time. I mean, whenever I'm over, I train at the Fin Valley track, so it just makes the most sense. Close, local. Obviously, Dermot is a great guy, good coach, so I just thought it made sense.
Absolutely brilliant indeed. Absolutely brilliant. Connor, talk to me about the expectations. Take us back. Take us back a few months, Connor. Talk to me. And I know as a 17-year-old, what a great achievement as a 17-year-old national senior indoor champion at only 17 years of age. That really struck to me as a huge achievement. But talk to me about this achievement. And is it something that you've been thinking on and training for and dreaming of for a long time?
Oh yeah, definitely. And to race them big household names in Ireland was quite special as well. I didn't expect it so young, and I was kind of honoured to be there, let alone win, which is quite nice.
Great from a Donegal point of view as well, Conor. Not just you actually getting gold and making history, but in terms of your coach as well. We're going to hear from your coach now, Conor, Dermot McGranahan. He's no stranger to the Northwest, a Castle Fin native. He's also chairman of the Fin Valley Athletic Club. A proud day for you, Dermot, and a proud day for the club.
Yes, Ciarán. Yeah, listen, thanks a million for having us on. First of all, it's great that Highland Radio covers all this, and I was on 10 days ago with Aaron Field as well. And listen, it's a super achievement, and it's a proud day for Fin Valley, a proud day for me. I've been working with Connor all week, you know, and listen, he's just a super boy, you know. His talent is unreal. He had three races, obviously, up to including his final. Every race that he ran it differently, just to show what he can do, you know. And he's confident, you know. He's a really, really confident boy. And the thing about it, when you walk to the stadium with him, you know, Ciarán, people stand up and look at him, and you know, as much as saying, everybody's high-fiving him, everybody's coming over to him and wishing him well. He's just got that aura about him of being, you know, a top high-performance athlete, you know. And it's, yes, proud day for myself, proud for club, proud for Donegal. Obviously, we had young Aaron Field back out with his game in the relay. He ran a very strong there yesterday too. And Ethan Dewhurst, obviously, it didn't go well for him in the hurdles, but he went out yesterday and ran a very, very strong third leg for us. Wasn't to be. We don't have enough depth, as far as really is concerned, just at the minute. Obviously, with the boys' team, we needed Connor. We needed obviously, Sean Doggett and for the final, from the heat to try and make that final, you know. And I think probably with the great success of the boys, obviously, we probably missed out on a 4x4 boys' relay team as well, you know. But listen, yes, Ciarán's really, really good, you know.
Dermot, success like this just doesn't happen. Like, it just doesn't happen overnight. Talk to me about Connor. Say, in the last year or so, and his success. Did you see this coming? Did you see it coming so young? Because it is under 20, and Connor's only just recently turned 18.
Yeah, listen, most people in life would be happy with the bronze medal of the European under-18s. And, you know, looking at Connor on the podium that day, you know, it was... As far as we're concerned, it was a real, real success. But talking to the man that Connor is, you know, he wasn't happy with that. He came out of there and he set a promise that day that he was going to work hard for a year and nothing was going to stop him from being a European under-20 champion. And that's really what it was. And I've been hearing that probably. I speak to Connor probably every week. And everything he does was based on last night. And all he wanted was... Tony Park did last night, and the last words he says to me, he says, let's get this done. He says, I'm going to be European champion. And listen, he, as you say, hard work. I talked to his father afterwards, and I asked him maybe coming over to Donegal, maybe for a wee homecoming. He said he hasn't seen his friends for nearly the best part of a year, hasn't been out, and so he's really looking forward to being the ordinary person again and being able to eat a burger, be able to go to Burger King, be able to, you know, just go and meet his friends, game of golf and stuff like that, and hang out for a week before he heads away to Texas. But yeah, tough work, and you know, he asked the question, how, you know, did I see this coming? Yes, 100%. But there's nothing easy about winning a European gold, you know, and he made it look easy, but I know he struggled. He probably had the toughest race of his life, you know, Ciarán.
Well said, Dermot, well said. And just when you were speaking there, I was thinking, when you're on about Burger King and different things, a humble guy, a humble young fella. Conor, back to Conor again. Conor, can you please talk to me about your confidence? And I'm outside looking in, myself and Mark Gallo was talking about off air. You seem so, so confident. Would that be correct? That everything you do in terms of athletics, you're always confident. Would it be correct in saying that?
Yeah, I sense a little bit of illusion as well. Like, I don't know what it is. There's just like a self-belief always, even when I probably shouldn't have it, that I'm going to succeed. And I feel like that plays a big role in the successes. But, yeah.
Also, Conor, just checking up a few stats here. You're the ninth, only the ninth Irish person in the history of Irish athletics to win an under 20 European title. You look at the likes of John Tracy, and not forgetting in more recent times, Rashida Adeleke as well. So you're certainly in good company. How does that feel to be in that sort of company?
Yeah, it's great, but the work doesn't stop here. I mean, there's so many European gold medalists who fade away and don't become great. Now's when the work starts. Now's when I have to make the next step, the next jump to the next level, which is going to be seniors.
Absolutely brilliant. Conor, back to your coach for a moment. Dermot, where is it from here? And no rest for the wicked. You hear it in the young man's voice.
Yeah, listen, Kieran, obviously he got word this week that he's probably going to be released from, as I say, he's going to Texas, and he's going to be released by the coach from, it doesn't always happen, but he's been released for selection for the World Championships in September for the Irish team, and possibly four before really. So he's going to be available for selection for that, and please God, he is selected now. So his season's not over by a long, long shot. He'll take a couple of days next week with his friends, as I said earlier, but he's got to get back on the bike again and be prepared for that as well, which he will be. And obviously then he's heading off to Texas. But listen, nothing over here. This man, I said to him after the thing, I said, how do you feel? He says, yeah. He says, a week celebration down. He says, I'm back on the bike. I'm going to have to get ready again. He's a big year ahead of him, first year college in America, you know. So listen, he's going places this month. It's going to be top class. I said it a long time ago when I met him a couple of years ago, he's going to be the real deal, and he is going to be the real deal.
Fantastic, and he's already proven it at such a young age. Conor, finally for you, we'll leave the final few words for you. Are you looking forward to your next trip to Donegal? And I'm sure you're looking forward to meeting your friends over the next number of days.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting back down to Dordy's Bakery, you know, the family bakery. It's going to be good. Always coming home to Finn Valley is always good crack. So, you know, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.